the black belly of the tarantula is black indeed. Well, that just sounded fun to say, but I don't think it's very true. I didn't see a whole lot of black widows. In fact, tarantulas, mostly what I saw. I started watching this movie probably 7 times because I just have a lot of stuff going on, and sometimes I'll just like take a movie in little by little by little in different seatings, and I definitely did that with this one. Now, that doesn't mean it's a bad movie, it just means I didn't finish it, but I'm going to talk about it anyway because I think it relates to an aspect of human behavior that is interesting to me. Namely, training yourself for addiction. Which, maybe not that exactly. I want to have all reverence toward addiction. But, sometimes when looking for movies, I find myself frustrated because there is nothing like really jumping into my awareness and getting me excited. That happens once in a while, but since I try to, in my routine, watch a movie every day or a show, and every day I watch the news, so I watch a lot of stuff. But some days go by sometimes because I can't get the gumption up to either break out of my comfort zone and watch something that is objectively good, according to people, like Oscar winners and things like that, but that I don't have that like internal excitement. The fireworks are not going off, so that's kind of hard for me, and it's hard for me in books too, like to read books like that I don't have like that burning internal need. And I know I'm not like everybody. I know, a lot of people out there, you just say, hey, check this out, and they'll read it. But for me, it has to have like sort of like that intrinsic pull about, head to toe, like something I really want to know about or see or experience. So I don't know. It's just hard to do that when you're just looking at a TV. Talking to people is cool, but honestly, through the years, I've only got like a handful of really good recommendations from actual people. Now, mind you, those were incredible recommendations, but they're just not a sure thing like you would think. I think for me, it's just a matter of being aware and going through my life with awareness and being aware of things that I'm curious about and then being open to that, maybe even writing it down, something that's interesting to me. And then in between all that, somehow spontaneously, you are more aware of those things that you would like to see. And so when one comes into your consciousness, you are ready for it and you attach to it. And so I think somebody like me that really needs that attachment to a movie to really make that commitment to it, it's kind of like the opposite of what, a self-professed film critic should be. Because a self-professed film critic should be like my friend Darren that I haven't seen for years, but he could do that. He could assign himself all movies where people get something chopped off and make a list and watch them all and review them in the same, professionally monotone English voice. But for me, I don't know. I'm just looking for that flame, that internal, that piece of art that has been made and been put out there, and it's just waiting for me to discover it. So anyway, I will see you next time.